bar?
No, I'm pretty sure there's a green bar.
All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's the Spy vs. Spy podcast. That's talking show to you, jerks.
That's right.
Yeah. The big Thursday show.
Thrill to wear comedy stylings, if you're lucky.
Wagagaga.
You had a day off yesterday.
Yeah.
Seems like we're always talking about your days off, but that's just because the weeks fly by in this crazy, high-paced, fast society of ours.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You know what I'm thinking about, though?
Two Wednesdays a week.
Whoa. What?
I don't know. What are you thinking about? You're thinking about spread a musk-flavored spread for your toast.
No, I'm not thinking of that.
Musk-flavored spread for the roof of your mouth.
I am curious about Australian toothpaste flavors, though, now that I know that Ive has to wash his mouth out if he tastes mint. Like, with what?
Mint is poison to him.
What do you use?
Well,
soap?
They have that Tom's of Maine brand all-natural product, and the toothpaste that they have like a fennel one, you know?
Yeah.
And they have a mint one as well.
You know, fennel is a breath freshener. My old boss, Carl, used to just chew fucking fennel.
Sure. Well, that's why they use it in their toothpaste.
Makes sense.
Pretty good. It's interesting because normally toothpaste, American-style toothpaste, is quite sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you use their stuff, it doesn't have that sort of sweetness to it. It has
American-style? Wait a minute.
I don't know. Well, I don't know.
Canadian-style toothpaste? Do you guys have maple toothpaste?
No. No, but I'm just saying, I don't know what they have in Australia or Europe or what. But it's all
Europe.
Quite sweet. Well, I don't know. Maybe. But you can get, used to be just be mint, and then they brought in the cinnamon, and now they have vanilla berry fudge.
Yeah.
crunch berry flavored toothpaste.
Ben and Jerry's chocolate chip cookie dough toothpaste.
Yeah, basically. So they're sort of branching out now. They realize that they don't have to just do mint, and people will buy other flavors, which is fine. But that Tom's of Maine stuff is interesting because it doesn't taste like what we're used to brushing our teeth with, but it is very good and effective, and the fennel stuff is quite nice. I like it.
Tom of Finland toothpaste.
Nice.
It tastes like chum.
Tom of McHenry studio brand jollies.
He should sell shaving cream.
I don't know if he'd be the best spokesperson for that.
It's actually minoxidil. It's
I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's that hair growth serum stuff.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
You rub it on your head then.
So, yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
That would be cool.
Every time you shave, it comes back thicker.
If you could really sell that to the teen market.
Oh, totally.
You want a fake ID? Here, use this stuff. Grow a mustache.
Mm-hmm.
A good mustache.
So authentic that none would doubt
the
veracity of such mustachular claims.
I bet you could make pretty good fake mustaches and no one would question it, you know, because you see a lot of crappy mustaches to begin with.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so if you just put on a fake one, like, and also it's sort of coming back into style now, I think. You got
the mustache?
Shitty teenage mustache, you know?
Like, yeah.
Look how crappy my mustache is. Aren't I cool? Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I'm so cool, I don't even need a good mustache.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not really sure. But people are growing them again. Which is, that's cool. I mean, go for it. Why not?
Yep.
I think that if you can
handlebar cheeks, that's what I think the next
those
the next
little
big
like
craze.
Spirals that you can carve into your cheeks.
No, not like azimuth on friggin' Pirate Master. I mean, like,
I don't know what that means.
I know, but like, you know, like a nice long handlebar mustache or whatever, you know, or the the long mustache.
Fu Manchu.
You know? Yeah, but just the cheeks. I'm just saying, just really long cheeks.
Just from the sort of in-between. The in-between part, that's really hard to grow.
Yeah.
The joining part. But once you get that, if you can get that, you should show that shit off and shave everything but that.
Exactly. I mean, no sideburns, short hair.
You end up looking
like don't
a
have
dog
it connect
or something.
To anything. Just really long, maybe even dreads. Cheek dreads. Just one dread per cheek.
Why not?
That'd be hot.
I don't see why not.
Get on it, Bendis.
Yeah, and girls, Jesus, girls should have leg dreads.
I agree. Why not?
I don't know. Whatever. Who cares?
I agree.
Who cares? Some guys get so bent out of shape about fucking leg hair and all that shit.
I say muff extensions. That's where it's at.
Well,
just tumbling up over the waistband.
To me, that's something that, like, I don't fucking care if it's, you know, like, shaved or whatnot, but you got to keep that in check, I think.
Why?
Well, for ease of, you know.
Nah.
Yeah, I think so.
All you got to do is shellac it down. If you're going to town, you just got to shellac it down.
Go down there with some Brill Cream?
No, you don't even know. You know, there's the natural ointment that comes forth from the source there.
Yeah.
You know, just one load of that, and you're the whap, whap, and it's like, it's not going to go anywhere.
Right, so it's not so much amount, it's styling. You don't want that emo cover your face up
style. Oh, no, the pubic bangs.
Yeah, yeah, you don't want that. You want the, like, little Dutch boy middle part.
Yeah, not the Dutch oven part.
The front part.
Yep. Don Mastelli?
Oh, what?
What?
Did you fart on the air?
No, that's... for those of you who don't know... by the way, the for those of you who don't know is definitely the... Now, my wife of the fucking Spyro Spy podcast, every time I hear that...
Yeah, you're right.
...sends a chill down my poops.
How about we don't explain anything ever, and if people don't get it, they can ask a comment on the...
whatever
message board. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck to call it. On the B-log?
Yeah.
On the Weeblog.
Drew was...
farting.
He'd say her name every time. He'd make a little fake fart sound and then say her name. But then now I guess people do it all the time. Like, it drives her nuts. Like, when they have their little get-together or whatever, people would actually, like, fart and say Don Mastelli.
I can't believe you disannoyed it. How could you do such a thing?
I want to meet those two sometime.
Wrong
but
answer.
Not at a big meeting.
No, I know. Yeah, we should...
just find out where they live. Just fucking go to their house. Go to their farm.
Challenge them to a podcast something or other.
Hot dog eating contest?
I was thinking GoBot trivia, but...
Mm.
Something that we can win at, because... Well, I don't know. It'll be you and
Don's a vegan, though, isn't she?
Yeah, they could have veggie dogs.
Veggie dog eating contest?
You could have real hot dogs.
Those are a lot denser.
Actually, do you think... Yeah, do you think there would be a difference? I don't really know. I don't eat veggie dogs. So, if you had veggie dogs versus real hot dogs, do you think there would be a difference if you had an eating competition?
Like yeah, I do. Each? Totally.
Okay.
For one, there's a lot more gas from the veggie dogs. You'd get the gassy bloat from the veggie dog.
Bean and...
And they are denser. I believe a veggie dog weighs more than a hot dog.
How about this for an idea?
How is this idea?
A wiener, hot dog wiener... Mm-hmm. That instead of just a ground-up meat wiener kind of deal, it's actually like a beef and bean and cheese burrito. Maybe a taquito or something like that, you know? Like, it itself has ground beef in it. A ground beef hot dog.
Ooh.
Like, because there's sausage, which is sort of like ground-up stuff, but it's not like ground beef, you know?
Yeah.
And, wiener is just pureed.
Whatever, yeah.
Yeah, but ground beef with maybe some refried bean in it or something.
So like
that?
A sheath of whatever around some legitimized meats.
Yes, and spicy taco flavor.
Into it.
Yeah. Dude.
Would eat again.
And then you could wrap it in a tortilla if you felt like it, or you could put a bun, put some... I don't know if you would need ketchup on it.
Did I
salsa.
Tell you about the taco dogs before?
I'm not too sure.
When we went to the old... Yeah. Yeah, check the archives here.
That would be pretty awesome, though, if... Oh, we'll get into Wikipedia's in a bit. But if we could go on Wikipedia's and we could type in anything, like, it's not there yet. But maybe one day it would be interesting if we could type in pretty much anything we ever said, and it would come out and be like, oh, yeah, we did talk about that. And we could do a quick cross-reference.
We could say what episode it was and all that. That would be so great.
If only
other people were able to edit that thing, because, like, you know, you and me, we just don't have the time. But if there was some way that other people could hack into it and, like, you know, parse the information, you know, to assist us.
I should check that out.
See
it's a pipe dream, though. It's a pipe dream.
I guess so.
A wipe dream.
But the taco dogs is if we go to the Old Country Buffet sometimes, me and my family, like, meet my parents there to eat lunch sometimes.
All right.
And they've got the big steam tray of Mexican foods, which... often includes taco shells, you know, the crunchy ones, crunchy.
Hmm. Yeah.
And, throw a hot dog in a taco shell and then a little bit of stuff on top.
It's hard taco shells, you know. It seems like they're being phased out with the somewhat recent popularization of fajitas and all that kind of stuff, you know? It's all, like, everywhere. It's just soft flour tortilla.
Yeah.
Hard corn and soft corn. Soft corn, that sounds awful. that's what it's about, man. The corn tortillas, hard or soft. And the small ones, small corn ones, those are really nice. But hard shell. Whenever I make tacos, I make the double decker. You get the soft flour, you throw down some bean, you throw down the hard shell, and you got the crunch. And
that is
nice. Keeps it all together so it doesn't fucking fall apart on you.
Put the soft on the outside so it doesn't gore your gums.
Exactly. Yeah, that's ideal taco situation for me.
My womanly wife. My womanly wife. She make a homemade taco once in a while, man. She always gets the corn tortillas and frizzles them up and whatnot.
Sure. That's
fabulous.
Yeah, that's good too. Yeah.
There's just so much cutting involved.
For
making
your mouth,
tacos,
you mean?
Oh, no. I mean, like, if you're going to make tacos, you got to do a lot of prep.
Cut some cheese, cut some lettuce. No, I don't think so, though. I mean, any meal you make, like if you make a salad, you might as well just be making tacos, you know?
That's true. You're almost there. Making a salad, you're almost...
In fact, you could argue that a salad is more prep work because, you know, with a taco, you just need lettuce, tomato, cheese. What else do you really need? What else do you need to cut? Cabbage. Open a jar of salsa. Open a thing of beans. Yeah, you only need to cut like 3 things, dude. And if you get pre-shredded cheese, you only need to cut 2 things.
That's true.
I guess you could probably get pre-shredded lettuce, too. Yeah, do you like cabbage on tacos? I've never really had that. They do that in Mexico.
I have not had that. However, my family, when we was vegetarians and we used to eat the vegetarian hot dogs all the time, we would have slaw dogs. We'd put the coleslaw on hot dogs, and that is a treat unto nuts.
That's it's kind of like relish in a way, isn't it?
Yeah. Not real wet, because a wet bun is like...
No.
Your wet bread
stuff of nightmares. It's kind of like a cross between having relish or like sauerkraut.
Yeah,
you know,
but definitely. I mean, like if it's because my mom would always make the coleslaw, like wham bam, right then.
Nice.
And the sooner you have coleslaw to its birth,
yes,
the crispier it is.
Right.
So and right when it's brand new and you get,
and it also good. It almost doubles as a condiment, coleslaw, because it's moist, you know.
Oh, it is totally. It's. I mean, it's
but
all
people
you
don't
need.
Really
you know have a slaw dog with anything.
To me,
else
coleslaw isn't. Yeah, like it's not. It's not really a salad.
No.
I know it pretends to be, but to me it actually is a condiment, you know?
Definitely. It's a condiment that you have like after a bite of whatever. You know what I mean? Like if you go to like what's that place, the famous Dave's place you guys got?
Don't know what that is.
Near the barbecue place with you get the Elvis platter.
Oh, the Memphis Blues.
Yeah,
that's the one here. And yeah, so any.
So if you're gonna go eat like ribs or necks or whatever, you know, and it comes with a side of coleslaw, that's really the condiment that you have to kind of
cut the
like cool your mouth out between bites or whatever. You know?
Same thing with they have barbecued beans and stuff. Like it's not like it's more of a condiment, I think. Yeah,
agreed.
I was just gonna say something.
Biba Bougie?
Something like that. Yeah. Anyhow.
Hey, did the show really cut out yesterday? I saw some people crying and griping about...
I saw one person, but...
Yeah.
You know what might have actually happened? I think I was in a kind of a rush. Because, as you know, I didn't type out real... Last 2 days, I didn't type out real things.
A rush tribute band?
Yeah. But I think I posted the post before I finished uploading the thing. So if someone was really on the ball and their RSS thing said, hey, new thing, and they hit it, it might not have finished actually uploading.
Plus, what if they're, what if they got the iTunes there? What if the iTunes tried to grab the file before it was finished uploading?
Yeah, that might have been exactly what happened. So, sorry about that. I definitely don't usually do that, but I was like, oh, I gotta do this right now. Hit post, and then I just let it finish downloading, and I ran away.
Well, you know what you can do? This is a little side note.
Hit refresh.
No, just save
and download it.
Save as draft. Save the post as a draft, and then when you get to work or whatever, you can just log in.
Oh, yeah, that's not a bad idea, too. Yeah, well, but then that's a whole 45 minutes to an hour before people can have the podcast.
That's true, and they are
ravenous. As soon as possible. But, yeah, I'm sorry for all those who tried downloading it who were eager. All you guys, you obviously are the best listeners we have because you're, you know, really waiting for it, so.
Yeah.
So, sorry.
It's okay. I think they'd rather have a partial show than have to wait an hour.
I think so, too. And let's be honest, you didn't need to hear the rest of that show.
Oh, I don't know. That one was... it was good. It was good. We've been on a roll.
Something like that. A roll like a dung beetle.
Yeah. 149, that was... Man, how about that 149 was all...
Can't do better than that.
No, we can do very, very better than that.
Anyone can do better than that.
That was the one where I was just like, the void.
Yeah, you know. Well.
I'm feeling good today, though. Baconated coffee.
Oh.
Yeah, I put Bacos in my coffee grounds today.
I'm sure I've mentioned this 100 times before. Together? What the fuck? What's my brain doing? Is that... old, there was some teen comedy, Saved by the Bell, the Mall Year, some bullshit with Jim J. Bullock as like a, I think it was like a clothing store when they had like a cafe in the clothing store, which is a terrible idea. I feel like I'm repeating like episode 6 or something. But
that's okay.
Hey, what else you got to do right now?
you're probably still doing it.
Some guy invented a new kind of milkshake, one of the teen employees, and it was like selling by the bucket load and shit, and it was supposed to be some health shake or something like that, but it turned out the reason it was so popular was because he was cleaning the milkshake container or jug or something like that with a rag that had been used to mop up bacon grease. So the reason why everyone loved this health shake so much is because it had bacon fat in it, which turned out to not be healthy.
Wait, what? Yes. Bacon fat not healthy?
I don't know, dude. It's for pretend. It's for fake.
Oh, it's a TV joke. Right?
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
You know, Jim J. Bullock is still active on the television.
Center Square.
No.
Oh.
I have not seen...
Wait, hold on. Now that Whoopi Goldberg is on The View, or is going to be on The View, who's taking over Center Square? Who's taking over Center Square?
I don't know. That's one to ponder.
I think it should be us.
We should check Snopes before someone busts us on that.
Huh? I hope it's someone really fat.
Yeah, I suppose. I hope it's someone who completely fills in all the crevices of Center
Bruce
Square.
Bruce Valanche?
A combination of Scott Kurtz and DJ Kaufman. They could both be the, they have the double-decker square sometimes. How was that photo? I used to think Scott Kurtz is a big, giant fat guy. That's what I used to think.
He's actually very small. Like, proportionately, he is a giant fat guy. Like, but he is only...
I thought he was, like, 12 foot 15.
He's only 4 feet tall.
Huh.
He weighs, like, 300 pounds. So that, on a 6 foot tall guy, isn't really that bad.
No, I'm pushing it.
Yeah, well, this is what I'm saying. And the taller you are, the more you can pack on the frame and the less it looks like here. But he is 4 feet tall, so he's round.
Oh, well, the poor guy. I feel bad about everything I ever said about him.
I don't.
And I would like to apply it to DJ Coffin.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, that wily cad. But anyway, Jim J. Bullock is on Ned's Declassified Guide to Something Life. It's a high school show. He plays a teacher of sorts, the gym.
Wow, he's old.
Yeah, but he sure doesn't look it, man.
No, I bet he's had lots of work. And also, I think that I'm not too sure about this. What do you think about this idea? Is that if you're gay, you don't age as much?
Completely agree.
I mean, not even with surgery and whatever, but it's like maybe you take better care of yourself, or maybe like. You got that fucking shit off your mind, and you're not as stressed, and you're not going to get the...
That's true.
The stress wrinkles, and...
Perhaps there's
health benefits
something
being...
in the serum.
That's what Captain America took.
Oh, boy.
It's George Washington's jizz. Oh, man, we should
talk
write
about Captain
an
America.
Alter- Let's write an alternate Captain America thing where he... The reason he gets his power is because he drank all the... He took the most famous presidents and drank their DNA. And also Sergeant Slaughter.
Sure. Oh, man. Yeah, I could dig that.
Remember that shit?
What?
Fucking Serpentor?
Oh, yeah,
such
of course.
Such a great idea. Any of those multi-part G.I. Joe episodes where they have to go and collect a thing and hit off Cobra at the pass. And
yeah, anytime there's like multiple groups of them, like, okay,
yes.
It'll split
this
up.
This team's going to the jungle, and this team's going to the desert, and this
That's
team's
right.
going to fucking Frankenstein's castle.
Beachhead, you take T-Bob and Herbie the Robot, and you'll get the flagon of mead from under Hitler's notebook.
That's right. And you can't get that, at least not now.
Right.
Okay, fine. Take flagon of mead. Yeah. Where they collect all the DNA to make the Cobra Emperor, like, that's pretty cool. They find all the biggest, badassest,
sure,
evilest guys through history, but not Hitler for some reason. They probably should have. If I was Cobra, I'd be like, oh, fucking, let's find some Hitler DNA.
Well, where's, you know, I'm pretty sure there's no Hitler DNA. I mean, there's not, like,
because
where's his remains?
Cobra wouldn't be able to find it.
Yeah, that's true.
If anyone, I think Cobra could do it. Or maybe Cobra Commander is Hitler.
Maybe that's what it is.
Or something like that. Anyhow.
Or maybe. Maybe.
For those who don't know.
Maybe they realize. Now, Hitler was it. No, but maybe it's because they realized.
Mein Führer. Mein Führer.
Oh, man. That's good.
That's not bad. Okay, but anyhow, so
no, Hitler was a giant failure. Maybe that's, you know, that's the problem. Maybe they're like, well,
you're right. You're right. Getting the, did they get Napoleon? I forget. Ooh, who they got. They got Genghis Khan, and they got fucking.
That's another one we should. If only
Dracula.
There was a way we could check stuff while we were doing the show, but we can't because it makes the connection fritz out.
That's right. We don't want to risk it. It's too risky.
Yep.
So they collected all the shit from all the evilest dudes in history,
yep,
and then they accidentally got Sergeant Slaughter's fucking DNA in there, didn't they?
Maybe.
So I think that's what happened, is they were trying to get some fucking Alexander the Great, or so they're trying to get some big tough dude, and they couldn't do it, and they accidentally, I don't know, fucking they ended up being, I'm like, Sergeant Slaughter, really? Like, how did he become anything? Like,
yeah, I don't
know. He's a big fat wrestler, and he was supposed to be, like, I don't know, like, I just hated how they brought him in and made him, like, the go-to guy, the leader, and everyone's favorite.
Yeah, I was fine with him being on the show, but I was definitely not into him being the boss of everyone.
Yeah, he's got to be the, he can be the muscle, and he can be, but he's like a drill instructor, drill sergeant,
yeah,
whatever, and like that kind of character, that's cool and everything, but Duke is your leader, right?
Oh, definitely.
That's who you want. General, bringing in General Hawk, too, I thought was kind of bogus.
Yeah.
But you gotta do what you gotta do. Yeah, sure, you sure. Duke's
so,
gotta have a
wait.
Duke's gotta have a Hordak, you know.
Was
so.
Duke the boss of Flint?
Yes.
Huh. I always thought
it went
Flint
like
was
General Hawk was like the top guy.
Right.
Well, I think there was also like an Admiral Flag or some
sure
fucking General Flag or some shit that the USS Flag was named after, maybe. but yeah, basically, before Hawk was even brought in, like Duke was like head cheese, and Flint was like second in command, but I think he always kind of thought he was like the Starscream to Duke, I think, but he wasn't bad of a guy, but he was always kind of like,
well, he didn't really speak out about it or whatever.
Yeah, but he definitely,
you know,
thought
he was smoldering.
He thought he was more hardcore. He came with a little shotgun, which is like kind of an interesting weapon for a G.I. Joe to have.
Flint and Lady J were the Dwight and Angela of
yeah, that's exactly right. Yes, and
I could just sit and think about that for 10 minutes in silence.
Oh, man. I know. There's that. Did we post to that? Yeah, that G.I. Joe site that had all the like who had X number of lines in the cartoon and all that.
Yeah, that was
I think
so good.
That had a master list of all the ranks and who and the tree of who was the boss of who.
And Beachhead, I remember, was a lot lower down the chain than he acted like I that I thought he was, because I thought he was right up there. I mean, he was a dick. He was always bossing people around. And
oh,
I thought,
he's gone mad with his moderate amount of power.
Yep, totally. This stinky ass ski mask. What do you
I
think
love
that was all about?
That one, when in speaking of the Serpentor series, and because this is so far off the beaten track here, when he gets trapped in that coffin with Mainframe, and that line, he's like, "Hey, Beachhead, what kind of deodorant do you use?" And he's like, "Deodorant, I don't wear deodorant."
Oh,
hey, that
man.
Was not a bad Beachhead impersonation. If I do
no,
say
that
so
was
myself.
That was very good. It's quite accurate.
He was basically
you got a soundboard open, don't you?
Yeah, I do. He was Sylvester Stallone mixed with Tony Danza.
There's some DNA for you.
Yeah.
I think that's how you get Sergeant Slaughter, isn't it? I mean, that's... huh.
Sergeant Slaughter is... To get him, you have to get... you have to gargle... Gargle Mal? You have to gargle asphalt.
Yeah.
And then you have to drink milk.
Ugh.
And then you have to have a cold, and that's how you do Sergeant Slaughter's voice.
Yeah, it's so bad. I can't.
No, wait. It's Bobcat Goldthwait.
Oh yeah. It's Bobcat's serious voice.
Yeah.
You know when he like calms down just a little bit to like make his point?
That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Howie Mandel looking motherfucker.
Yeah. Was Sergeant Slaughter the best G.I. Joe with a mustache?
Boy, mustachioed G.I. Joes. The best facial hair award definitely goes to...
Outback. Giant red beard.
No! I mean, that thing's ridiculous.
I'm the shirt that says survival.
Come on.
Rock and roll?
Shipwreck.
Oh, yeah.
Shipwreck was the...
How did Shipwreck become such a main character?
Oh, dude, they could have spun him off into his own show. He was so great.
He was. He was, like... You kind of didn't want to like him because he was so smarmy, sly racks, but...
And smug.
Yeah, but he was... If only... Okay, you know how when they did the remake recently, they made him into, like, a Navy SEAL or some shit, and they didn't give him the fucking sailor suit because it's retarded?
No, I don't. I don't know.
Okay, well, when they relaunched the shit a couple years ago, they made him a little more, like, Torpedo or something like that, you know? Like, he was a bit more...
Yeah, it's just your kneecap is very sharp and my shin is very weak.
Yes. but anyhow, if they had come to their senses and not designed him as a weird gay sailor, he would have just been the best guy. But he was a weird sailor, he always had the hat, and he had the parrot.
And there's always the
episodes where he's like trying to infiltrate fucking Cobra headquarters.
With a parrot.
That one episode where he's with Snake Eyes, and Snake Eyes has the wolf. You're like, you guys, come on.
Yeah.
They brought those things with them, I believe, in a G.I. Joe shark, you know, the submarine plane.
Yeah.
They're underwater, in an underwater base.
Full bird shit.
I know, it's just got to stink so bad. They brought a parrot and a wolf with them in a submarine.
That's right.
Come on, you guys.
Just a big, big pile of wet newspapers in the corner.
Yeah, it's too bad they didn't have Ruby the Robot versions of those things. If they were robots, it would have made a lot more sense. The pack rats should have had a bigger role.
You've seen the one where, the one where it seems like Shipwreck's going crazy.
By the way, if anyone's listening to this and they don't care about G.I. Joe, just turn it off now.
Yeah, no, they have months ago.
Yeah, no.
No, everyone's been waiting with bated breath, like, when are they going to get back to G.I. Joe?
I know, it's just nuts.
What's all this RL bullshit?
Yeah.
Hey, that's dangerous, you guys.
R.L. Stein. Let's talk about R.L. Stein.
You put that down, okay? A chair is a chair only. Okay?
Unless you're wrestling.
Well, yeah. No, Allison, you let it go, too. I don't want you guys to get hurt. So much. All right.
But there's got to be a time when you got to let go, man. You got to let them make their own decisions. And if they want to get hurt...
I don't think it's chair impalement, though.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. I mean, like, clubs, bats, you know, your Indian burns.
Clubs, spades.
Yep.
Diamonds and clovers.
What's the other one? Clovers.
Hearts. Attacking people with hearts.
Yep.
It only works if you're Captain Planet.
Crumbs. I don't want to lose steam here. Oh, yeah, the one where Shipwreck is kidding. He's all crazy. Like, super crazy. And, like, There's synthoid versions of all the guys that are, like, melting and shit. It's, like, one of the creepiest episodes ever.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, it's nuts. And he's just, like, sweaty and screaming. And, like, before and after every commercial break, he's like, I can't take it. Yes.
And there was also the episode where he got the fucking MacGuffin device, which is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
and he, his, like, imagination came true or whatever.
Yep.
And it was all cartoony and weird and stuff.
He could have completely. He could have had his own show, man.
Adventures of Shipwreck.
Yeah, totally. Make it kind of X-Filesy. Maybe. Yeah. And you know who else Shipwreck reminded me of? I don't know how much Marvel comics you read ever, but that dude is Hawkeye to the T, man.
Sure. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. I'm into it. I like Hawkeye. I used to collect Hawkeye comics when I was a kid.
Solo Avengers
featuring Hawkeye and some other bullshit character you don't care about. Hellcat or Moon Knight.
Yeah, just someone else that's tagged along there.
Although they did bring back Moon Knight and make him cool, didn't they?
Well, they made him a little scribbly, I guess.
Okay, something like that. I don't know. I didn't read it. But there was all those, like...
You know what Moon Knight's real name is?
Mark Spector.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, God.
Just checking. I'm just checking.
Phil Spector.
Yeah, right.
he was Phil Spector's son. And there's all that, like, sub-Avenger, like, reserve guys and shit. Like, they had all those characters that were kind of, like, And then they had the West Coast Avengers.
West Coast Avengers was a great book.
Tigra and...
Almost none of it was about them fighting people, except for... There's some stuff with the Grim Reaper guy and whatnot.
Zodiac.
Some Ultron bullshit.
The Zodiac, but, man.
Yeah, those guys
the Zodiac
great.
Guys? Like, oh, God. Oh, looks like Taurus got killed. We got to find a new guy to don a bull suit, I guess,
oh, yeah,
for
just
our club.
So many of them. They ran through... They just... Constantly getting killed, but then
and it's like, oh well, you're going to be Pisces. Here's your water pistol.
Yeah, shit. Any wonder why Pisces keeps dying? Get a squirt gun.
Yeah.
Yep. No, I would love to see the Craigslist ads on that. Like, you know, because like, do they have to be the sign that they're representing?
I mean, I don't know. But I liked how Scorpio was always the boss. I'm a Scorpio. I'm a Scorpio
okay,
myself.
Sure.
And so Scorpio was always the boss of the operation. I was like, yeah, that's fucking right, man.
That's the way it goes. Yep.
Yeah. And you had to always find conjoined twins to be fucking that one. That's the two. Then the
Gemini.
Yeah, yeah, Gemini.
Yep. Yeah,
Leah Gemini.
What?
Leah Remini. Is
this is a Canadian thing, isn't it?
No. She's the broad from King of Queens.
Oh.
And she was also in. I think she was also in that models show.
Is that Ching of Tweens? That's the is that the program that Patton Oswalt was on?
It is.
Because I've never seen it.
You know, it's a pretty decent show.
Yeah?
As far as sitcoms go, it's... I mean, as far as sitcoms with the age-old plot of, shit, I gotta make sure my wife doesn't find out about this, or, you know...
Sure.
One of those kind of deals. It's pretty good. I think it's a solid one of those shows.
Okay.
If you like Raymond...
What? Oh, oh God.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't.
It's not any kind of like. It does definitely does not cut any edges or
no.
Even trim any.
Well, it's on ABC, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
No, it's toes the line.
Yeah, pretty much.
ABC
well,
toeing the line.
Drew Carey show, though.
That show pissed me off.
Was that ABC? Was that CBS?
Yeah. I loved that show, but it pissed me off.
Why is that?
There was the one time he came real close to marrying that hot chick. And I was like, if he marries that hot chick, this is the greatest show ever.
Oh.
No, and then, but then it didn't happen. She broke his heart, and I was just like, man, fuck this shit.
Yeah. Has he started The Price is Right yet?
No. You know, I thought he was going to. I was so excited that my eyes were kind of darting when I read the little press release. And it was the other show that he hosts, What's in This Bucket or something like that. It's on at night. It's not Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, or that you could probably be a millionaire or something.
Whose millionaire is it anyway?
Yeah. Whose $1 million is this? No, it's...
Win Regis Philbin's money?
10 questions or 20 questions or a dozen questions or something like that. It's, yeah, but he hosts a nighttime show right now. And
you should tell people your real name is Philbin.
Me?
Yeah.
It's Philbin Redmond?
The long form of your name is Philbin.
I'd be into that. Would I don't like Philip very much.
Philadelphia is what you want, though, right?
Yeah, I guess. When's he do J-Man Boys? When's he do anything?
No, that's it.
Save all these old shows. But yeah, new Price has not started yet.
Okay.
But I thought it was a couple weeks ago, and I was all like, you know, I had the bit, and I was all champing it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then, it turned out I was just wrong. So, soon, I guess, is the word. I mean, there's not an air date released yet. So,
now, do you happen to know if they're going to be doing anything else to the show, or is he just sliding in?
I hope that's all it is. I hope it's just
Didn't they try to do like a fucking modern version in the 80s or some shit? Like they tried to like update it or something? I thought there was something. Oh, you know what I'm thinking is when they had like a primetime version.
Yeah, no,
I don't really know why that was. So they could swear.
Yeah, right. That'd be nice.
Oh, people fucking just swearing.
I don't know.
You can win a new fucking car.
Ah, my shit, I can't believe it. Country Joe.
I mean...
Country Time.
Whatever Shipwreck's real name is.
Hector X Delgado. And the X, we don't know what that sounds
yeah,
like.
Yeah, Hector X Delgado. That's...
Fucking shit, dude. Why? Oh, God. Don't ask me that stuff anymore.
But that was really good, dude. Just
not even the beat missed.
No, it just fell right out of your mouth, man.
Rank E5, primary specialty is fucking shipwrecking. Shipwrecking. That's what a show could be called.
Oh, man. I wonder how many entry... Okay, not okay. One, how many file cards start with this phrase? But then how many like entries in the official handbook of Marvel Universe start with, little is known about... You know, that's so cheap. Like, yeah. We didn't make anything up yet for blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. What I don't know is Major Blood's deal. That's what I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
You asked me that a while ago, and I think I did look it up, but I forgot.
Someone else wanted to know.
Yeah, I don't know. He's a cool guy, though. I like that guy. He had, like, the metal arm.
Yeah.
He and Destro work. He and Destro and fucking Scrap Iron. That was the backbone of Cobra, dude.
Okay, I could see that. Sure.
Scrap Iron like sort of worked for Destro anyway.
Really? Independent.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he was like Destro's like fucking weapons.
Because Destro was not salaried, was he? I mean, he was
his own.
He was there all the time, but he
wasn't officially. I think he was just sort of like I think he was a contractor.
Yeah.
And he hired Scrap Iron.
Huh.
Or something like that. I don't know.
I can dig it.
Yeah, I guess so. Destro and Baroness, though? Oh, man.
What?
That's good stuff.
That is good stuff.
Yeah, it's so weird. Some metalhead guy, like, and his Romanian girlfriend, whatever.
Yeah?
He was Scottish.
Yeah.
Destro McMullen or something. It's Jim Destro. Jim Destro. You're cutting out. Oh, fuck. Oh, don't. Oh, I needed to... Okay, are you back?
Yeah, how
sorry,
was that?
You cut out there for a sec.
So did you.
All right. No, I didn't. I've been here the whole time.
We cut apart.
That's fine. What did Jim Destro something you were going to say?
Yeah, wasn't it Jim McMullen Destro? Jim Destro's the last name. McMullen is, yeah.
Jim,
is somewhere
Jim
in there,
Destro is his real name, which is so good.
Jim J. Destro.
Just spelled J-M. Why did that guy have to fucking do that? Like, quit being so like, oh, I'm different. My name's Jim, but it's spelled J-M.
No, that's... Back then, when you couldn't say you were gay, you could only be a confirmed bachelor.
You had to drop your vowels.
Yeah, totally. You had to avoid let people know.
You had to avoid your vowels.
Gross.
It's classic Spy versus Pie right there. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I believe coming around in the Jim J. Destro is probably our signal to something.
Yeah, I think so.
Our signal to noise ratio.
Ooh.
I don't know. There's no timer on this thing.
I got a timer.
You got the time.
Yeah, we're doing well. Let's just say that.
Okay.
Let's just say... Okay, never mind. Yeah, this thing is working out pretty well. Yeah. We tried using Skype, and it fucking wouldn't let us sign in some shit. And we're like, all right, fucking
that's
right. Google.
So fuck you, Skype. You're not getting our money.
Google to the rescue, and it did a good job for us, so...
Google to the rescue yet again.
Yep. Thanks, Google.
Way to go.
Man, what's up with that Google OS?
Remember hearing
about that?
Yeah, a little.
Where it was going to be like a whole operating system that's online, so all you're going to need to do is plug your computer into the internet.
Yeah.
And load your shit, and then all your shit's going to be in there somehow.
I don't know
how
that works. They're dabbling in a lot of stuff right now.
I like it. I'm into it. I'm glad they're doing something. Yeah, I don't care if they're run by Nazis or whatever. I don't know.
Oh, no, me
neither.
I'm not implying that, but dude.
When people do that kind of shit, oh, well, you know, the guy who runs that, he's a fucking pedophile. I don't really care. Like, if he is, he can go to jail for it, fine. But
sure.
If he made a good product, and as long as the product isn't pedophile-based, like, I really don't have much of a problem with it.
Yeah.
Like, what if the world's worst guy invented the world's best thing? People are forever going to be like, oh, well, that's, you know, the guy who invented that, he was Hitler once.
Right.
That guy turned out to be Hitler, did you know?
Well, like Pee-wee's Playhouse, still a good show. Nothing you can do about it.
Well, that's fucking bullshit anyway, because Pee-wee didn't even do anything wrong.
No, I agree.
Oh my god, did you hear he was in an adult theater masturbating? Who the fuck cares?
Yeah, it's like, he was at McDonald's, and get this, he was eating!
You know, that guy eats at McDonald's.
Yep.
McDonald's. Yeah,
it's a shame. But the kids recently just saw some Pee-wee's Playhouse, and it just fucking blew their minds. They loved it.
I haven't seen any of that in a really long time, and I would like to check it out.
The first four episodes were on the on-demand thing,
on
our cable box. I was right on. So then I started looking for the DVDs, and it sent me back about $60 at some point in my life.
Yeah.
The thing about Google, though, is like...
but if you found out that the cast of High Five was all doing it, he wouldn't care.
It's so obvious.
I would like
nothing's
it
if
it,
gonna... Yeah. Man. I mean, it'd be nice if someone would throw Kimmy a bone, because I can tell she's just like, hey, guys, what about... But, man, I tell you, it's every other combination.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then do they hook up with the Australian cast, do you think?
Maybe, I guess. There's a bit of a generation gap there.
The Australian cast is their parents.
Oh, yeah, totally. There's some, what's it, May, December? Yeah. But the thing about Google there, if I could just say a few words about Google, it seems like...
Was that Carl?
I don't know.
From Simpsons?
I don't think so. No, it wasn't.
That was pretty close.
Intentional, I guess. Close, maybe it just fell right out. But it seems like they're kind of dabbling a little kind of getting their fingers all up in it, everything.
Yeah. Know? So what?
It's fine, but it's like, just focus, guys. You know, just don't.
Well, why? You know, well, what's the problem?
They keep putting up these like big lip character sketches of like these projects that they're gonna work on at some point. You know, and it's like it just never materializes.
Yeah,
it's
I guess
like,
you're right.
It's almost like Google. They just. All Google's doing now is like buying DVDs that it can't afford and working overtime and, you know, it's like, okay, Google OS, sure, yeah, well, you know, tell me when you got a couple pages of it done there. Don't.
Well, I was going to, but I ended up falling asleep.
Love you, whatever your name is.
Dr. Forrester?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, everybody. Well, this has been the Spy vs. Spy podcast. I'm Brian F. from Vancouver, Canada.
Don and Drew Forrester.
That's Philip Lee Redmond from Minnesota, USA, Canada.
Minnesota, USA, Canada, Google.
Earth. Google Earth. That's what they're going to rename the planet pretty soon.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Sure, why not? Who fucking cares? Don't care. Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Just don't ruin everything.
Hey, man, it doesn't cost me nothing.
Yeah.
Google, I have not paid Google one dime, and they have to completely revolutionize the entire... Shit, man. All you need is Adblock.
That's right. If they ever decide to burn their name into the moon, get some glasses that have a little, like, sensor bar over it, and then look up at the moon, and you won't see it.
That's right.
Done.
Sensor bar.
Yeah, something like that. All right. Well, write us an email. Send us a comment. Write us an audio comment. Send us a present. Give us some candy. Give me five. A buy. Down low.
Fucking Musk, though.
Yeah, well.
Download it too slow.
Musk Crusaders. Working overtime. Musk will be right back. And so will Venom. And so will Shipwrecked. Ashton Kutcher hostages. It.
Okay.
Hostage Black Twinkies. All right.
Stop.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
All right, bye, Peters. It's the worst episode ever, folks. An irresponsible waste of time.
Yeah, let's never do it again.
Because that shit was solid gold, unstoppable.
Yeah. Number one, hot sex.